The Amazon is still on fire today, and the pressure is growing on Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, to take action. One thing that did come out of the G7 summit in France, world leaders pledged about $20 million for an emergency fund to fight the wildfires in Brazil. The destruction is having a major impact on the indigenous people of the Amazon region. Many indigenous leaders accuse Bolsonaro of allowing farmers and ranchers to set the jungle on fire simply to push out indigenous groups. In the southern Brazilian state of Pará, leaders of the Mencragnati people shared a video on social media that's been getting attention. It shows a gathering of indigenous people in traditional dress. One of the women steps forward to say, here, while the world prays for the Amazon, we're going to resist for the forest, for our children and our grandchildren. Reporter Shannon Sims has been talking with indigenous leaders in the Amazon from her base in Rio de Janeiro. Today, she caught up with Sonia Guadajara, one of the most high-profile leaders in Brazil.
She said something really interesting, that part of what makes the fires so damaging and so dangerous is because the environment of the Amazon has already been degraded. And so the forests that are being set on fire are already in fragments, and it's already in the dry season. And so you have a forest that's already under threat, being further threatened by these fires.
Well, primeiro, pode ser incêndio criminoso, né? Ninguém pode dizer.
So this is Sonia Guarajara. Shannon, tell us what she's saying.
Yeah, she's saying that she knows it could be criminal, the reason for the fires, but she points out later that what she thinks is also a real problem is the weakening of environmental laws and environmental enforcement. So she's saying that part of the problem is that the environment itself is being degraded and the laws aren't being respected.
So these indigenous groups in Brazil and the Amazon, like Sonia's, I mean, they've been trying to get titles to their land, like deeds. What did she tell you these fires mean for those efforts?
This is a struggle that's been going on for decades in Brazil for indigenous people to gain demarcation of their territories. So what that means is essentially that they are able to say, this area from here to here to here to here, this is ours, and we are in charge of this land. However, Sonia says the reality of that is that demarcation by the government means nothing unless the government is willing to enforce that.
Talvez essa demarcação feita pelo governo.
So what she's saying here is that the demarcation is not enough. She's saying that the government could be demarcating land that is not the land that the indigenous people believe is their ancestral territory, but just another plot of land that the government is setting out to satisfy them.
So the struggle for land ownership clearly bound up also with the question of how to protect the forests. You also met a man named Agilo Munduruku. Munduruku is actually the name of his indigenous group. What's his point of view on all this?
So he's actually in the area, the Upper Tapajós area, which is a large river basin that's fed into a river that feeds into the Amazon River. And so he is right there in the middle of all of these fires that are going on. And he says there are 1,500 indigenous people in the area. And he says they're being greatly impacted by the fires and also by the lack of protection by the federal government. And he goes even further to say that it's white people, quote unquote, those are his words, that are invading the territory of his tribe. And that all they want is peace so they can continue their lives.
Que próximo governo federal que tá atuando hoje, que é o Bolsonaro.
Yeah, in addition to Agila's concern about the federal government, he also has concerns about President Jair Bolsonaro.
Yeah, what he's saying here is that he believes that the way that Bolsonaro speaks about indigenous people actually harms the population. And he says that he thinks that a lot of white people have a bias against indigenous people. He says that they look at them funny because they speak their own language. And he says that he thinks that that bias has been inflamed by Bolsonaro.
Shannon, you also spoke with Miguel Aparicio. He's an anthropologist who works in the Amazon, and he told you how this demarcation of indigenous lands, giving indigenous groups titles to this land, it's actually a tool to keep the Amazon standing. Let's hear this.
Por exemplo, de que o melhor mecanismo para a proteção da floresta é a demarcação.
Shannon, what was he telling you there?
So what he is saying is that the best mechanism to protect the forest is actually demarcating land to indigenous people. He says that demarcated land has the lowest level of deforestation. And so when you are giving the land to indigenous people, you're raising the chances that that forest will stay standing.
Reporter Shannon Sims in Rio de Janeiro on the Amazon beat for us today. Thanks very much, Shannon. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Shannon's reporting on how fires on indigenous lands are managed will appear in The Atlantic, one of our reporting collaborators.